Agnew.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Well, there's another crash over there at University Boulevard South and Mark Carmel Terrace. As for the weather, wet roads for the next few days, so take her easy out there. Going to be cloudy and breezy today, 70% chance of showers, going to get up to maybe 75 Saturday night, 20% chance of showers, cloudy, low near 70. Still hanging in at 65 AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who've been tuning in for the last 7 years or just since yesterday, welcome back. But if this is your first time stumbling upon the show, then just know that I've been waiting for you. Just know that this is a place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live, I'm hoping that I'm on Facebook Live. Yesterday, they had this major breakdown for Facebook, but hoping that it's all good. But if not, just know that you can listen to and watch this video later on YouTube. So today, we are going to do something different. Every time I am done with a show that Dr. Joel Fuhrman has been on, the questions just pour in. They pour in like you wouldn't believe. Well, we usually have a topic and we stay very focused to this topic. But today I said to Dr. Fuhrman, we're so grateful. I am so grateful that you've been on the show. I think it's since 2015. And Dr. Fuhrman has been a loyal friend of the show. And so we've learned so much and have grown together. But sometimes people tune in for the first time and they're so intrigued, but they don't know, you know, certain ways. Maybe they hear Dr. Fuhrman say something, but then they'll hear somebody else say something different. And it could be very conflicting. It is very conflicting. So today we get to answer questions. And for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, if you have a question for Dr. Fuhrman, you're welcome to ask. And if we have time, I will ask Dr. Fuhrman. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Dr. Joel Fuhrman, author, physician, speaker, media personality, and advocate of all of us who want to heal our bodies naturally with food, with a whole food plant-based lifestyle, nutritarian lifestyle, whatever you want to call it, it's the G-bomb. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Fuhrman is here to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Fuhrman, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lily. Great to be here, as always. Looking forward to all the questions that your audience has prepared for me.
Yes. Well, I have my first question to you, because I know that we've listened and learned so much and grown together over the last several years. I want to know what's on your holiday table. What will be on your holiday table this year?
Well, the nice thing is I'm going to be in California with a lot of family members, and out there we get food that we sometimes can't get in the here. You know, I get my exotic fruits like passion fruit and cherimoya and sapotes, and I'm growing them on my property out there. So that's going to be great. But basically during the holidays, everybody in the family eats something they love, you know, something they want. So we might have more, you know, so we might have like a holy pizza with like onions and mushrooms and peppers on it or something, you know, or some casseroles. But we, you know, we may, I don't know. I don't think we've worked it all out yet, but whatever it is, it's going to be delicious.
And you know, you're
certainly going to make some of my great desserts, you know. What I do on the holidays is I always buy these fresh macadamia nuts in the shell, because, you know, if you buy them in the shell, they don't taste anything like a macadamia that's been cracked already, because they have a high degree of sweetness and flavor. So I crack them fresh and I blend them up with some frozen banana and real vanilla bean powder and make a real homemade vanilla ice cream that can really be incredible. Maybe we'll put that on, you know, some, you know, crushed apples and with apples and cinnamon and nutmeg and flax seeds. You know, maybe we'll make like an apple surprise, maybe with a healthy crust with coconut and pecans and oats and dates mashed into a crust, little apples and, you know, apples and raisins or currants with a dollop of this vanilla ice cream on top. But I don't do that all the time. I'm not going to really go in my garage hand cracking with a hammer all these macadamia nuts to make ice cream. But on the holidays, we do like a little extra time in the kitchen cooking to make things, because we're doing it together. It's kind of a fun thing to do as a family.
Wow, I did not know you could do that. Now, there is this thing about raw nuts that you need to soak to get the enzyme out. Do you do that? Is that something that's real?
No, it's not important.
Not important with macadamias, or is it important with others? Or
not important with any nuts. There's no necessity to soak nuts at all.
Interesting. I've been soaking my nuts. Dr. Furman, you don't soak your nuts.
I don't even hardly even use soap.
That was funny. People don't know that about you. You are very funny. So you don't even use soap when you soak your nuts. Okay. So you're saying that it's not important to soak your nuts. What about that enzyme that's on the nut that kills the bugs?
Kills what bugs?
The bugs.
I mean, there's so much nonsense out there. It's just like, what? First of all, let's just say this really clearly.
Quickly.
There's been about a dozen studies on nuts that show that the more you eat, the longer you live. We'll talk about that after if you have to.
Okay, we're going to do that. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joel Furman. I'm hoping that we're on Facebook Live. I'll check in a little bit. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Dr. Joel Furman. You're listening to us on the radio. You're listening to, we're going to be watching us later on YouTube, on podcasts, and now on Facebook Live. So if you're driving and you need to go into work, just put it on your Facebook channel. Go to at Lillian's Radio Show, and you will be able to ask Dr. Joel Furman. We already have lots of questions here. We should do this every time, Dr. Furman. I do have some questions of people that have sent questions in. And so we talked about the nut issue. Maybe we could talk about that off the air, whether or not Dr. Joel Furman soaks his nut with soap or not. So we're going to go on. We're going to move on. And so one of the questions, Dr. Furman, and I'm not going to share names. This person wants to remain anonymous. And they're talking about muscle mass. It says the organ, the muscle is the largest, or the organ that creates longevity. This is a quote from Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, and the condition is called sarcopenia. And it's there's a conflict and confusion regarding protein and muscle mass loss. They want to know, according to this doctor, they say that half the body weight should be consumed in grams for protein a day. And another way they say it is 35 grams per meal, three times a day. And they're confusion because they're trying to follow your Nutritarian lifestyle, the Nutritarian diet. But they're asking, will there be enough protein in a Nutritarian diet?
That is a very, very good question. So astute, and probably the most important question we'll get today, I think. So I should spend a little extra time answering
perfect,
that.
Perfect, perfect.
Very important question. Number one, a Nutritarian diet, and the word Nutritarian means rich in nutrients, designed to maximize longevity. It's not based on some philosophical agenda, but just correct, on what's best for each individual person to maximize longevity and live to be 100 years old in great health. And that means 100 years old in great health with your full mental faculties, your full body working, your muscles intact, you're not breaking hips and shrinking your muscles.
Yes.
So exactly. And protein is an important issue on a Nutritarian diet because it's mostly vegan. It's vegan or near vegan. People can eat some animal products, but if they're using animal products, they're using them in much lower amounts that are conventionally used. And it's designed not like the traditional low-fat vegan diets, but it's not high in potatoes and rice like a macrobiotic diet. It's high in the high-protein plant foods like hemp seeds and nuts and broccoli and green vegetables and beans and tempeh. And you know, it's a higher protein vegan diet. And that makes it safer for the extent to the edges of life, like for toddlers and the elderly. Whereas most vegan diets are not ideal amounts of protein for growth phases of life, because as we get older, our ability to assimilate protein goes down, and our IGF-1 could drop too low, leading to muscle wasting, muscle loss, and frailty. Yes. So there's an optimal range of IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1, because IGF-1 is regulated by protein intake, especially animal protein intake. And the IGF-1 in America is between 200 and 250, which is way too high. It's in the range that we could say every study showed, every single study that goes on long term for decades with people shows more animal protein in the diet leads to more premature death, and that less carbohydrate, less plant foods, less of them leads to premature death. So the ketogenic diets and the paleo type diets, even the amount of animal products in the American diet, about 30%, we know is deadly. It's cutting short people's lives dramatically. However, but finally regulating their protein is important, because some people, IGF-1 drops too low on a vegan diet. A nutritarian diet prevents that from happening, but there are some individuals that even on a nutritarian diet, that after the age of 80, their IGF-1 might drop too low, causing weakness or loss of muscle mass. There's a loss of muscle mass that goes on with aging normally, and we want to retard that and then prevent that from happening. It's very important for your health and longevity. So what I'm saying right now is that we get about 30 grams of protein per 1,000 calories. And this idea that it's about 0.8 milligrams of protein per kilogram body weight, and that means about 40 to 50 grams is about right for most people. But as we age, the person is right what they said. About 70 grams of protein for a 150-pound person like me is better as I'm getting over the age of 80. I'm only 65 right now. I'm maintaining my muscle mass. I don't
look
need
at that. Time. Are you going to show us your abs today? There we go. Oh, if you're watching on Facebook, oh, look at that. Dr. Joel Fuhrman shows off his abs on Facebook Live. I love it. Okay.
So look, you don't, I'm okay with, I mostly am a vegan. I hardly ever have animal products, maybe a few times a year recreationally with my son skiing in the mountains of Montana or something, you know, and we're having it for, you know, I shouldn't tell the vegans that for fun once in a while, but hardly ever. But the point is, I eat a super healthy diet, and I use hemp seeds, and I eat Mediterranean pine nuts. I eat lots of green vegetables and beans. My diet is relatively high in protein. You can follow me? But then the question is, when I'm get to be 75 or 80, my protein needs may not go up that much because my diet is already so well designed, and because at 75, I'm going to be like a 60-year-old. And at 85, I'm going to be like a 70-year-old. And now I'm a 65-year-old, I'm like a 50-year-old. You know what I mean? So I don't. However, other people that haven't lived as healthy a life, they're aging faster. And their ability to digest protein well may go down earlier in life, like at 70 and 75, not at 80 or 85. And some of those people do require some animal products to keep their protein levels higher so they don't get muscle wasting. And we know by following people's IGF-1, because the ideal IGF-1 for longevity is probably between 100 and 150, not 200 to 250 like Americans are. But if your IGF-1 is dropping below 80 as you're getting older, you might have to modulate your protein and increase your protein a little bit to make sure it stays above 90 or 100, to make sure you're maintaining the muscle size. You want to have good agility and good. And because too low a level of IGF-1 could also increase risk of frailty and immune system dysfunction, leading to a higher rate of cancer. And so we're not so... So we want to fine regulate that IGF-1 in the perfect sweet spot and not just assume for everybody a vegan diet is ideal. And also very common, these nutritional vegan gurus advocate diets that are too low in fat and protein that cause people to get into trouble. A lot of people don't do well on those diets, and people have different needs. So we want to be able to modulate the diet to perfectly fit each person's individual need. So I thank you for that astute question. And I agree with the increased need of protein as people get older, and watching for that to regulate that accurately to make sure people are in great health and perfect health for them.
You know, and I think that that could be a future show. I know we've tapped into protein in the past, but just a little bit. We haven't really given it its due importance. And if you're saying that this is a very important topic, perhaps maybe in the future we can talk about what would be, because, you know, when we're talking about a size of a meat, you know, you have this particular size of meat and you know the equivalent of the whatever protein it is, how does that translate to beans, or how does that translate to the greens that you're having? So that would be a great in the future to maybe do a topic like that where we can compare protein to protein.
Right. And I should say that because the nutritarian diet is already so protein and nutrient favorable, mm-hmm. that if some people need to add a little bit of protein to it as they get over the age of 75 or 80, let's say, they don't need to add much. They just need to add a little extra if their IGF-1 is too low. That's not common. But if they needed to, we don't say, oh, well, I don't do well on a vegan diet, so I eat a paleo diet. You go, I don't do well on a vegan diet, so I had just a little touch of animal products, a couple of you know what I'm saying? Because we know that more animal products needs premature death. So we got to be very careful.
Very careful.
Specific with our advice and not get people into trouble on either extreme.
Perfect. And then how do you know you have sarcopenia? How do you know that that is? So you test your IGF-1?
All people in America have sarcopenia and osteoporosis and osteopenia. Osteopenia means loss of bone mass, and sarcopenia means loss of muscle mass with aging. It's a normal consequence of aging. It's not a disease. It's normal. It's normal to lose bone mass with aging. It's normal to lose muscle mass with aging. You're not going to maintain the muscle mass and the strength you had when you were 30 years old, when you're 70 years old. This is never going to happen. We want to slow the process down, but we can't totally stop it. But that's why we lift. That's why we exercise, though.
That's okay. So that's good. Can you talk a little bit about that, Dr. Furman, the importance of exercise?
Well, it's important to exercise more as we get older, not less. And it's important to do muscle building activity to keep our muscle mass and to keep our physical, you know, and to keep our body lean, because there's a natural tendency to lose muscle mass with aging and protein digestibility goes down, we're talking about. So to retard osteopenia and sarcopenia, we want to exercise. And I'm saying right now, you lose muscle and bone mass together. You can't have osteopenia without sarcopenia. You can't have sarcopenia without osteopenia. Weak muscles and weak bones grow in together. So the whole point is that exercise keeps that from retards that natural process of aging.
Perfect. Perfect. And muscle is very important, doing lifting weights. Okay, so the next question I have for you is, can a nutritarian diet reverse BPH or enlarge prostate? If so, how?
Probably not. In other words, a nutritarian diet reverses prostate cancer. I've had scores of men with prostate cancer who follow a nutritarian diet that reversed their cancer. But BPH starts so much earlier in life and does relate it to high IGF-1 and a high animal product diet, which enlarges the prostate. But it's very hard to shrink the prostate once it's enlarged. It's as a you can shrink prostate and stop the prostate cancer, but as far as BPH, because a lot of times BPH encroaches on the lumen, so you don't get as much flow of blood, and also the prostate. So the ability of the prostate to shrink back again, the benign tissues that have been overly stimulated, is very poor. So I don't want to give the false impression that benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH is easy to reverse. Even if you could shrink the prostate a little bit, it's not enough to stop to restart and get the flow going through the center as much. So there's very limited ability to shrink the prostate once it enlarges that much.
Any advice for you? Any advice for them to what would you suggest for that? Is there
want them eating so that it gets worse. We don't want, but if it is very severe, it has to be treated medically. You know, certainly be moderate. If it's moderate, they don't do anything. They just don't drink water at night. They don't wake up to pee as much. They be on a healthy diet. But if it gets bad, it has to be treated by conventional physicians.
Okay.
Obstructed, they've been unable to pee. So there's some things that require conventional care if it gets severe.
Okay. Well, we will maybe continue that conversation, maybe another show that we can do on that one. Okay. So we have a question from Robbie. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. Can you please settle the debate on GMOs?
I didn't know there was some debate to settle.
Okay, what would you like to say about GMOs? Don't settle the debate. Just say whatever you want to say about GMOs.
Why would we want to put chemicals in our food? What's the debate? Why would we want not to eat natural food in its natural state? You know, I got to brag for a minute because I'm such a fanatic that I even don't even want to put commercial fertilizer on my food, because the fertilizer could have chicken manure in it. The chicken manure could have arsenic in it. You know, I have my fertilizer at my retreat in California. I have wild bat guano, wild forest compost, crushed mineral rock, gold earthworm castings where the earthworms are fed a healthy, clean diet of leaves and things. So I'm using, it's not even a commercial fertilizer. It's all natural fertilization based on composted and worm castings and bat poop. You know what I mean? So it's like, they were talking about putting chemicals all over our food. And this chemical contamination, the oatmeal has glyphosate in it. And then we have oatmeal that's contaminated. We have the brown rice is contaminated right now. We have everything being contaminated. You know, it's so important nowadays to make some of our own food, to make your own garden bed, to put some of the good soil in there, to have a compost bin, to water it with your own clean water. You know, it's in a, you know, so it may get worse. So this GMO stuff, I don't see the controversy. Healthy.
Oh, and we gotta go on a break. We'll be right here waiting for you with Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Oh my gosh, I forgot. I am just so focused on you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Donald Trump is canceling a scheduled news conference today with a group of 27 in Argentina out of respect for the Bush family. After the death of former President George H.W. Bush, in a tweet today, President Trump said he was, quote, very much looking forward to speaking with the news media before leaving the summit in Buenos Aires. He says he will wait until after the former president's funeral to face reporters. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says former U.S. President Bush was a true friend of her country, whose reunification 28 years ago he supported. Merkel wrote to President Trump today that America had lost what she called a great patriot and statesman. Merkel, who grew up in communist East Germany, highlighted Mr. Bush's role in helping bring about German reunification in 1990, less than a year after the Berlin Wall came down. Again, former President George H.W. Bush passed away last night at the age of 94. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they dance and sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through Christmas, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, this is the ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $2,600, but right now they're on sale for $2,210. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5-carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town, but as for the weather, it's going to cause some slippery roads, cloudy and breezy for the next few days. 70% chance of rain today, 20% tonight, 30% for all of Sunday, and up to 60% for Monday. Daytime high today about 75. Currently 67, AM 600, day at WBOB.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. And I am so excited every time Dr. Joel Fuhrman comes on the show to share his wisdom. He is our teacher today. Not only is he teaching us in on the air, he's on the radio. He's also, we are also on Facebook Live. So take us with us at 8 o'clock in the morning. If the show is live, it's going to be on Facebook Live. If Facebook cooperates, let me just put it this way. But for those of you who would like to continue this message and help the show grow, I encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. When you subscribe to whenyouneedafriend.com, the podcast that we do, the audio gets sent to you. And we also send you some free gifts, the 90-day challenge to self-love ebook that I wrote. And also, there are so many different ways that we can stay connected, that we can help promote wellness, mind, body, and spirit. When you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, there's a lot of buttons that you can click on, like follow me on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, although I really don't really know about Twitter, but just you can follow me there if you'd like. But there also, there's a button that says YouTube. So the YouTube channel, click on that. And when you click on that, you get to subscribe. And when you do that, the shows are sent to you. And that way you don't have to be searching for all over if you don't have the time, if you want to watch or listen to a show. And the shows on YouTube and Facebook Live are conversations on and off the air. So take us with you, us everywhere you go. Or take us with you everywhere you go. You can also follow us on demand on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify. So many different ways to be stay together. And you can also call me at 407-373-5959. We're normally giving away things, but today we're taking your questions live with Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Fuhrman, I am so grateful to you. You don't need to be, you don't need to promote yourself or anything, but you're so loyal to the show, and I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we have more questions, and we just finished talking about GMOs, so you can go to the Facebook Live video or YouTube later on. Okay, so we have a question from Chris, and Chris is interested and finding out how to determine gut health and its function, such as leaky gut, bacteria, overgrowth, and intolerances, etc. He wants to know, how do you test if that is the issue, or do you suggest just changing the diet altogether?
Well, number one, we shouldn't do any testing on people until they're eating a healthy diet.
Okay.
Because what, you know, it's a waste of money, and they're very expensive tests. And if you eat, you can't have a healthy microbiome unless you eat healthy food. So if you're eating a diet with sweets in it and with a lot of animal products in it, you're going to be having bad bacteria producing unfavorable inflammatory compounds like trimethylamine oxide from the growth of unhealthy bacteria. So there's no need to test it if your diet's poor. If your diet's excellent, there's also no need to test, because over time you're going to produce, you're going to push out the bad factors and push in the good factors.
Yes.
So the four foods that promote the healthy microbiome and thicken the biofilm covering the villi are, the two raw foods are raw green leafy vegetables, particularly raw green cruciferous vegetables like collard greens and mustard greens and turnip greens and arugula and watercress.
Yeah.
And then raw onion or scallion, and then cooked mushroom and cooked beans, because beans have the most resistant starch, and the other types of fibers and mushrooms promote the growth of good bacteria. And then you have a microbiome that's adherent to the villi. That's why it's called the biofilm. It's not traveling and passing through you. When you eat sauerkraut or yogurt and you get those bacteria, they go right through you. When you take a probiotic, it's not as effective as eating a healthy diet. So the first thing is to eat a healthy diet. If you're chewing well, if you're eating salads every day, if you're eating mushrooms and nuts and beans and onions every day, and then you're still having digestive disturbances, severe bloating, indigestion, then we could do stool analysis to look at the microbiome. But in most of those cases, once they're eating healthy, it's not the microbiome that's causing the problem. It's parasites that are causing the problem, like Blastocystis hominis and Enteramoeba histolytica. Then we usually do stool analysis, and we find some bad actors in there on occasion. But the bad actors are usually not the bacterial imbalances when the person's eating healthy. We only find the bacterial imbalances when the person is eating unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So when the person's eating healthy, it's usually something they drank in contaminated water that's a mild parasite that we have to probably kill or something. So then we could do one of those expensive stool analyses that look at all the bacteria and do microscopic analysis to see if there's any cysts or parasites in there that shouldn't be there. So we do sometimes add stool analysis. So I think that, and as far as food intolerances, the blood, that's a different story, because the blood test for food intolerances, like the ACAT test, the IgG test, they're not accurate. And they have people avoiding foods needlessly. And they're just, the only way to test that is by eating food and not eating food and eating, like put it in your diet for 2 days, record how you do, take it out for 2 days, put it in for your 2 days. So we rotate and we test foods. And you shouldn't be removing foods from your diet that you're not having trouble digesting. If you have trouble digesting beans, we still eat them, but we titrate them down gradually to the lowest amount consumed where the person isn't feeling indigestion. And then with eating that regularly, they can usually eat some more with time. We don't want to exclude foods for digestive intolerances, because that's going to lead to worse health and more digestive intolerance in the future, because body can learn to digest what it gets used to digesting. So instead of, when you figure out what's bothering you, you titrate it down to lower amounts and you find the amount that's safe for you. Because once you're doing that, even if it's a half a teaspoon of beans, even if it's 1 teaspoon of beans a day, eventually with time, you'll be able to eat a couple of tablespoons. Because 2 tablespoons of beans a day increases lifespan by 8% in scientific studies.
Wow. Two tablespoons? Did you say 2 tablespoons, Dr. Furman?
I said 2 tablespoons of beans a day has been shown to increase lifespan by 8%, just 2 tablespoons a day. Tremendous effect on lifespan and cancer protection. So even if you don't feel you're digesting beans well, you should still eat a small amount, because even a small amount's going to give you dramatic lifespan benefits.
That's amazing. And, I want to add to what you just said. I remember my husband was having issues with digesting onions. So we follow a nutritarian lifestyle. And he was like, I just can't eat this onions. And I asked you about it. And you said, just shave them really, really tiny and just start giving them a little bit at a time. Man, the man can eat more onions than I do now. And it's so true. We just have to be gentle to our body. Our body is speaking to us all the time. Why is it that we choose not to listen, Dr. Furman?
Well, the modern food environment is tremendously addictive with highly palatable, highly salted, highly seasoned foods, but they also rush to the bloodstream very rapidly. And my biggest gripe is people thinking oil is a health food, how the oil industry has managed to brainwash and scam the public to thinking that olive oil and coconut oil are health foods. And people think the most fattening foods they can eat are, and they're cooking with them and they're heating up oils and they're causing cancer and they're causing obesity. We have the whole population being overweight, pouring oil, pouring fat calories directly on their food. So why do people do that? They're a herd animal and they do what other people do, and they go along with the masses and they think if everybody else is doing it, it must be right. And if all the media is telling us that, it must be right. If everybody believes it, it must be right. Why do everybody have the same belief systems in a certain country and then another country has a different belief system with different, it's all based on what most people in your area where you live and your family, how they think, and you think like your family thinks. People don't have the ability to think independently and clean and fresh with a fresh way of thinking, looking at the facts and weighing evidence without having been affected by what they've been told to think through their whole life. And then food is very addicting, and in their brain it makes them want to eat it too. So that contributes to it as well. So it's hard to get people to rethink their relationship with food and redo it.
Yes, it really is. It's a lot easier. When I announced that I was going to stop eating animal products, well, just beef, and at the time it was beef and pork, you could have just, my parents would have been happier if I would have said, hey, I'm walking away from my religion. They would have been happier. But what do you mean you're not going to eat meat? It's like it became like,
it's all the same thing.
Okay.
But
so
I don't want, why should people be, I think it's, if we're going to eat animal products, lizards, salamanders,
frogs, no, you're crazy.
Worms, those are much more consistent with the heritage of humans.
Okay, let's just ponder that thought a little bit. Okay, so I have lots of questions about beans, but I think you answered most of them with that particular one. But here's a follow-up question with this immune system issues that we're having. And I know we have 1 minute left. I got to keep an eye on the clock on the radio. Can you give three foods or foods that are especially good for elimination diets that are tolerated with most people?
Well, you know, a nutritarian diet is, in that word, G-bombs are designed for people to have the full spectrum of phytochemicals that make that work synergistically to help detoxify and fight cancer. Even beans, by the way, the lectins in beans bind toxic metals and help remove poisons from the body. So when you're talking about detox, you do still want to put a little bit of bean in there, you know, because it has those effects. So I think the G-bombs does it all. But that doesn't mean there aren't individuals who have to eliminate certain categories of foods. They could be nut allergic, or they can't handle soybeans, they can't handle, you know. But in any case, we're talking about a diet. Any diet that's healthy has to be rich in green vegetables.
Okay, with that in mind, we're gonna make sure we announce that for those of you who are listening on Facebook Live or on the radio or later on YouTube, you just know that we're right here. We're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. When you need
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. All the planets have lined up. Facebook Live is working. The radio show. I love you guys that are listening on the radio while you're driving to and from your favorite places. And we have one of my favorite teachers, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who is world-renowned. We normally give away his books or his PDFs, but today he's giving away his live answers to your questions. And so we have so many questions about that have come in prior to the show. We also have everybody on Facebook Live that are asking so many questions. So let's hold tight. Once I figure out how to expand Facebook, if somebody's going to, let me see. Okay, so the question that I have next for you, it says, is it true, now that we found out that nuts don't need to be soaked, is it true that fiber interferes with the absorption of calcium? What can you say about that, Dr. Fuhrman?
Well, there are certain, there's some anti-nutrients, phytates, not fiber. There's the phytates and oxalic acid in spinach, rhubarb, parsley, Swiss chard, you know, that have, and that does bind calcium. So we want people not to make raw, and especially when those foods are raw, they have more oxalic acid that binds calcium. So we want people not to use raw spinach as their major raw vegetable in their salad. Oh. It should be only a minor amount of spinach should be used, like not more than 1/3 of their raw green intake should be from spinach, because from spinach, the calcium is not bioavailable to the body. So they shouldn't have a diet high in oxalates. But fiber has nothing to do with that.
Okay, so they miss. So you're saying it's not fiber; it is
phytase. A phytase, the phytic acid that binds calcium.
Phytase. Oh, very, very good. I'm glad that you talked about that. Okay, so what about when someone has vitiligo? Will nutritarian lifestyle help vitiligo?
Yes, vitiligo is an autoimmune disease where it attacks your skin. And it makes your skin turn white. It takes the melanin or the color out of your skin. And autoimmune diseases can be repaired and halted. But then after the autoimmune disease is halted, it could take a few years for the skin color to come back. So it's not going to suddenly make it disappear, but it can stop the process of the autoimmune condition. With psoriasis, it's different because it may take 6 to 9 months on a nutritarian diet to resolve psoriasis, which were even a year. But then it's going to be resolved and it'll be gone because it will resolve. But vitiligo takes longer for the melanin cells to grow back and skin color to be able to tan again. So yes, a nutritarian diet, because it's so designed to be so immune system supporting and so powerfully against cancer, that it's able to repair autoimmune diseases so people can get well from multiple sclerosis, asthma, vitiligo, psoriasis, and rheumatoid arthritis. So it's very, very, it's one of the thrills of my life is watching people recover from those very serious illnesses.
Dr. Fuhrman, one time you said that you felt that you had made a mistake in your first Eat to Live book, that you said to eat well, I think it was 80% of the time. And
no, 90%, the 90% rule.
Okay. So you had said
that if they're eating 90% of all the right foods, they can take that 10% and have freedom to do what they want with it. But for so many people, that drives them into food addiction and binging, and that's not something I really support. It might be, you know what I mean? It's not something I'm advocating. I want people to eat healthy 100% of the time. And that's the way most people are going to be able to stick with this and enjoy it fully. You know, the mistake in Eat to Live is the fact that you think you have to cheat or eat those other foods. But in reality, you get more content and your taste, and you, because I'm eating the foods I love to eat the most. But the foods I love to eat the most are the healthiest foods. I don't need a real cookie made with white flour and sugar. I don't need conventional ice cream. My nutritarian ice cream is more is just as enjoyable to me. I don't need to eat the – I can stick with much – you know, I can be 99% perfect and get just as much pleasure out of eating and pleasure out of life.
Yeah. Yes.
So I know that sounds radical and makes people angry and they don't want to be that perfect. But I'm just saying that – it's fun to really do this all the way because you get such incredible benefits as far as aging and prevention of disease. And you don't enjoy food less. It has miraculous effects of making you heighten your enjoyment of eating. But you don't need that stuff anymore. Mm,
That's true. You know, you talk about radical, you know, that it sounds radical to want to eat well and you know, feed your body medicine, food medicine, you know, like food as medicine, that that's somehow radical. But we don't even think about, you know, how we deplete our life with food as well. And we don't call that radical. So we need to change our perspective about food and how it is supposed to be in our body and how it's supposed to satisfy us. Okay, so I'm going to go to Facebook Live right now, and I'm going to ask you a question from Jen. Jen asks for your thoughts about kidney stones and high oxalate food.
You know, we answered part of that already, because we talked about high oxalate foods binding calcium, but oxalate foods can also contribute to kidney stones in people who are oxalate stone formers. So we want to remove the spinach, rhubarb, parsley, and spinach, parsley, and Swiss chard. We want not to have those raw foods that are higher in oxalate, but they don't have to eliminate all the low oxalate foods. But we do give those people extra magnesium, a little extra B6, probiotics, and extra water between meals. So we do want to have the person who's a stone former, and we follow their urine subsequently to make sure they're not putting out much oxalate or calcium oxalate in their urine by the fact that we change their diet to be lower, you know, take the animal products out, because animal products makes the oxalate precipitate out of this, and the acid makes the the oxalate stones form. But once you're out of the animal products, you don't eliminate all the oxalate foods, just reduce the high oxalate ones, mostly raw spinach, and drink more water, and take the magnesium, the B6, and the probiotics.
How much raw is acceptable? Because if you're saying, you know, that it's that you shouldn't have like raw spinach, or what about kale, or the other ones that you mentioned, Swiss chard, but do some greens, and this is a question from Philip, do some greens, you should cook them because of hypothyroidism, or he's asking about hyperthyroidism and how greens affect that.
No, that's essentially an exaggerated myth that's been really distorted on the internet.
Okay, let's clear it up.
Where people think that cruciferous vegetables can suppress the thyroid, and therefore they don't eat a lot of them raw. That's just not true. Iodine sufficient, and people who are not iodine deficient, that simply doesn't happen unless you're juicing large amounts. Because to form a glass of cruciferous juice, you probably had to use like 10 pounds of greens to form one glass. So unless you're drinking it or over-drinking it or eating, or unless your whole diet is nothing but bok choy, it's impossible to eat enough raw cruciferous to have that effect in an iodine-sufficient person. So eat all the cruciferous you want, and whether you have thyroid disease or not, it doesn't matter. So your diet's not going to be, you know, if you have a, you know, we're talking about a diet that has numerous foods in it, of course. Green vegetables, beans, nuts, fruit, whole grains, you know. So unless your diet is in one food, and then it wouldn't be imbalanced to cause a problem like that. But that would be imbalanced anyway. Who's going to have their diet be just one food? It would only happen if you ate nothing but green cruciferous vegetables. The minute you have a balance in your diet, it doesn't matter how much you eat, you're not going to make it more than half your diet. You're not going to eat raw greens as half your caloric intake or more. That would be almost impossible to do. You follow me? So it's a non-question. It's not an issue.
Okay. So Dr. Furman, we've got very little time left on this broadcast on the air. We still have Facebook Live here, and I want to see if I can address some of these questions that are being asked. Let's talk about the importance. And for those of you who follow Dr. Joel Furman, go to drfurman.com, and you can also listen to any of his podcasts for the last 3 years on the show. So Dr. Furman, it's your opportunity to wish us all, as if you could change our perspective about food, what would you tell us? If you knew that we were open to listen, what would you tell us about G-bombs, about the nutritarian lifestyle, about just switching our mindset?
Well, I'd say, why risk getting cancer and heart attack and strokes and dementia? Why not live to be 100 in great health? The nutritarian diet is the only program where every single peg of the hole has been addressed. There's no flaws to make a mistake to destroy your health. Almost every other program has flaws in it that can in some way hurt you, including, you know, so, but the bottom line is, this is fun, and it's exciting, and it's a blessing to learn about this information. It's fun, it's exciting, it's fun to eat this way. So it's called a no-brainer, and there are some people suffering with severe food addictions, and they need help, you know, and they need to come into my facility, stay
That's
with
right.
me, or, you know, get with some of our counselors, but there's no reason to be on medication and be sick anymore. There's no reason to be on blood pressure medicine, statin drugs, autoimmune disease. You know, what I'm saying is that that nutritional excellence is 100 times more effective than drugs, and you don't have to be sick anymore.
Absolutely. I will say that is the best advice we can have. We can choose health. We can choose health and take our health back. Please remember, thank you, Dr. Furman. Thank you. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert.